just to give us a little bit of background, could you explain to us how this amendment to the citizenship bill actually came about in India late last year?
Well, this started with the government being showing ostensible concern about informal migration from Bangladesh in particular to Assam, which is one of the northeastern states. And the people in Assam have been concerned about what they say is a major influx of people from Bangladesh. The government tried to communalize this in terms of religion by saying that most of those informal migrants were Muslims. But in fact, when some kind of census was actually created, it actually emerged that Hindus were the largest number of migrants. So this has all been a part of the government's desire to for majoritarian rule in India. And because of the rather porous borders across the subcontinent and generic poverty in some areas, which mean that people move looking for work in particular, they have found this this fear of migrants, which we in Australia are familiar with as a tactic, as a government tactic. They've used this fear of migrants to say, what we need is a national population register where everybody will have to prove that they're a citizen of India. And if they can't prove it, then they will be put in detention camps and, well, who knows, deported to who knows where. And the point about all this is that we're talking about a country where you still have over 50% functional illiteracy. Most people do not have birth certificates or documents at all. This is a very oral culture. So whether you, whatever religion you are, if you are poor, you are unlikely to be able to show any documents to prove your residency here. And ironically, the ruling party brought in some particular identification documents when they came into power, the Aadhaar card, and you know, if you have a bank account, you have to have a certain kind of identification, which were used, which have been used, in fact, by people when they show identification for the votes. So basically, the ruling party came back into power with a big majority, depending on all of these people who showed their identity via the Aadhaar card or their PAN cards, and now they're basically saying, yes, we've been elected by these people with this identity, but it's not good enough for you people to live in this country.
What kind of other backlash have we actually seen come out of this? I mean, we'll talk more about the postcard campaign in a moment, but what kind of backlash have we actually seen come out of this?
Well, it has actually galvanized large numbers of people. I mean, it's hard to quantify in India, to really quantify what the numbers are. And we're not helped by mainstream media. I know sort of some weeks ago, maybe I think it might have been the 8th of January, there was probably the biggest strike in the history of the world. I mean, about 250 million people went on strike all over India. And that was not reported by mainstream media. There was some information in Al Jazeera. There was something in Gulf News and a very small piece in The Guardian. So, but that was actually a strike called by various unions for a variety of other things, not particularly about the Citizenship Amendment Bill. But the other strikes that we're actually seeing it's actually all over the country, including, you know, it goes from Bangalore to Bombay to Calcutta. They've been everywhere. And what has been interesting about this is that Muslims in particular have been quite visible at these strikes. So they actually appear as Muslims. They often people wearing the cap or the hijab or the burqa. Previously, the way in which Muslims tried to show they were good Muslims was by really you know, disappearing into the background and not identifying themselves. Well, it's quite different. And what they're doing as Muslims is in these huge demonstrations and this big sort of event, a big sit-in at Shaheen Bagh, they're holding up copies of the Constitution. They're singing the national anthem. They read a preamble from the Constitution. They have a library. They have, you know, a variety of other people like the Sikhs coming and cooking the langar or the free food. So what I think happened, which is fascinating, is that Muslims are in fact taking back the nation rather than trying to disappear. As they are taking back the nation, they are obviously saying we are part of India and we are not going to, you know, somehow document us out of this picture.
And just expanding on that one slightly, as you say, Shaheen Bagh are saying that they're here. Please listen to us. Please acknowledge us as individuals. It is a very individualized campaign, the way they are going about this. Personally writing letters, the postcard campaign, to the Prime Minister himself. What more are they actually asking for in this campaign? What are these personal appeals actually saying?
Well, I disagree with you that it's an individualized campaign. I think it's a campaign which has actually brought people of various communities together. And, you know, when you see in Shaheen Bagh, there was an event of a week or so ago where there was a variety of religious songs, including Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, etc., were sung. And the whole point about this is to actually say we are all together as one in India. The postcard campaign is basically about sending, you know, thousands or whatever it is of postcards to, so that the cumulative effect of that will actually have an impact on the government. But I don't think it's an individualized campaign. I think for the first time we actually have a campaign which has united a variety of people all over India. And the weight of this, and especially in the face, certainly in Uttar Pradesh, the state ruled by a BJP state government, where there's been enormous violence and absolutely horrible violence against protesters. And the chief minister of that state has said that anyone who uses the Urdu word Azadi, which means liberty or freedom, at any demonstration will be charged with sedition. So we're reaching actually some absolutely Orwellian stage where, you know, the utterance of a word meaning freedom is taken as some kind of code for anti-national activity. So the main thing of people is by these demonstrations and by keeping up with these kinds of things is to actually put pressure on the government to withdraw the bill. And the other thing about it is there's been enormously creative ways in which they have protested. Shaheen Bagh has obviously been in the news, but before that, there was this lead. There's this party called the. There's this organization called the Bhim Army, and the leader of it is Chandrasekhar Azad, who's one of the Dalits, so you know, lower caste people in India. And he actually went into Jama Masjid, the biggest mosque in India, on a Friday prayer day. And after the prayers were over, he emerged from that, surrounded by this sea of, you know, Muslims who, obviously wearing their caps and everything because they'd gone there for the namaz. And he emerged from that holding aloft a copy of the constitution and a picture of Ambedkar, who's one of the creators of the constitution. And, it was just an amazing kind of sight to see that and to see the way in which a number of communities are coming together because they realize that it may be the Muslims who are in the crosshairs of the government today, but if it actually becomes a thing about papers, so many people don't have papers that it's going to affect everybody in the end, anybody who falls foul of the government. And so there's been a huge number of poetry readings and music, reading, as I said, reading aloud of the Constitution. One of the poems that's gone viral is one that just says, "We will not show our papers, regardless of what you do, we will not show our papers." And another song which has gone viral is written by the poet Faiz Ahmed Faiz, who migrated to Pakistan. But that literally says that one day we will see that the thrones of the tyrants will be overthrown, their crowns will crumble. And again, the government has said this is anti-national, but it's an absolutely amazing set of protests.
Well, first they came for the Muslims. I did not speak up because I was not a Muslim. Obviously not seeing that one there. Definitely, thank you very much. Obviously, as you say, we don't necessarily always hear a lot of news out of the region. Do appreciate your time.
Thank you.